you up to date with the Yellowhammer State. This is Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station as we talk about. We had this discussion as I'm going to welcome in Mike Perez as he's, you got your PhD, so your doctor, Perez, I should refer to you as. And we were talking last year, and I told you the topic of discussion during the Opelika municipal election was stormwater. And then we had an opportunity to go speak on campus, and I talked about different things. And you're the only one that's taking advantage of it, by the way. I appreciate it. And it is a big deal. And this turns out to be your bread and butter, by the way. And we had no idea because every council person was bringing up the questions: what are we going to do about stormwater? And now it's even becoming a part of the Auburn municipal elections because people, will bring that up as well with probably recency bias because with all the rain that we've had and the flooding and all that kind of stuff. But tell us a little bit about what you do. And like you said on the intro here, I mean, you know, what all you're involved in.
Yeah, Ben, thanks for having me on. Yeah. It's great to be here. And this is timely. I mean, we've went through a whole drought period now and all of a sudden it rained. It would seem just a couple of weeks, we got a bunch of rain and having to deal with it. So it's on top of our mind. But stormwater, you know, it's a big problem. It's a nationwide problem. It's a world problem. And here at Auburn, we've got the Stormwater Research Facility, which I help direct. And we do research for different agencies across the country trying to improve the tools and the practices and the methods that we can use to manage stormwater so it doesn't become a big problem downstream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, everything from erosion to, and that's not just, everybody, when they first think of that, they think of, because we're in the South, you know, dirt roads and stuff like that. But what they don't realize is, I mean, over time, even your pavement and rocks, you name it, you can't stop water.
Yeah.
I mean, it is essentially what it boils down to. And so where does it go? What does it do?
Yeah, that's a great question. And people don't really think about it. You know, when rain hits the ground, you have a portion of it that'll soak into the ground, so it acts like a sponge. But there's a good amount of it that's going to run off the surface, and that runoff is what we call stormwater. And you know, unlike wastewater that goes to a central treatment facility, gets treated and filtered and discharged, stormwater goes down our streets, into the curb, into the gutter, into a pipe, and out into our streams, and it never gets treated. It's just in and out, and that's the way we've always treated water. It's always been a nuisance. So we've treated it as a nuisance, and the goal has been to get it away from our infrastructure and just push it out as quickly as possible. But you can imagine that creates some issues downstream.
Mm-hmm. Well, the everyday person, I love that you have on here, why should we care? I mean, seriously, they probably think until they don't ever care until it becomes a problem. And then that's when, and that's with anything. I mean, that's not just stormwater. That's with any issue. Is somebody that people love to point out problems rather than you know, preventable solutions. So why should they care as far as stormwater is concerned?
Yeah, there's really two big areas or reasons why we care. First is the amount of water, right? So as we develop more and more, as we put more roads and buildings and what we call impervious areas, water can't soak into the ground. You know, you compare it to just a naturally wooded area or a big field out in the country, all that water can soak in very easily. You start developing, all that water is going to run off, and you have a larger amount of it that's entering our streams. And so that's where you get issues with, you know, flash flooding and standing water. And so you're having to deal with more and more water, and that becomes challenging. Our streams have to swell up to take on all that water and end up with erosion on the stream banks. That creates property damage and property loss. And then the second big area why we should care is water quality. Mm-hmm. We all love our waters. It's one of those things that we love to swim, fish, drink our water. And as stormwater is running down our roads, running down our paved areas, it's going to be picking up what's in the way. And so if it's a construction site that's wide open, we've got orange clay, dirt exposed, it's going to pick up those clays and silts and take them down with them. And then as that water runs down the street, it's going to pick up oils and grease and brake dust and possum guts and whatever's out there. And that's going to get into our streams. We're not treating it. It goes right into our streams, and that's going to affect the quality of that water. We've got a lot of biodiversity in our waters here in the state. You know, it's nicknamed America's Amazon. Alabama is.
Yeah, it is.
We've got more freshwater mussels in the state of Alabama than anywhere else in the world.
How about that?
So it's we've got important resources we want to protect, and unfortunately, about half of our state's waters are listed as impaired.
Mm.
That means they're not safe to swim in, or safe to drink, or safe to recreate in them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of need to improve the way we manage stormwater.
Yeah, and it's—I mean—it even goes as far as to getting into the Gulf as well as because it, as they say, everything runs downhill. And the reason I say that, I didn't realize this the other day, but somebody was talking about water quality, and I think I saw this on like a reel, and because somebody had gotten sick from drinking either lake water or something of that nature, and the reason they were saying is because of all the runoff, especially after heavy rains like we've had, a lot of that stuff is still fresh and still living. It hasn't had an opportunity to, become sedentary or die or sink to the bottom or whatever. And so it can be dangerous. Dr. Mike Perez with me is we're going to talk more about this as well and what's being done about it and what we can do. I do need to get to a break. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. More in a moment.
News Talk WANI, Auburn Opelika's most listened to news talk station.
Dr. Mike Perez joins me as we're talking about stormwater and stormwater research. So we talked about everything from construction runoff and drinking and swimming, how we're this is how we're involved in it. So now what's being done?
Yeah, it can be challenging. We get so much rain here in our local area. You may not realize, but Mobile gets more rain than anywhere else in the country.
I had no idea.
Yeah. People think Seattle. But no, it's right here in Mobile. And then on top of that, we've got really really difficult soils. We've got a lot of clays and silts. And when rain hits those soil particles, those really, really tiny particles stay suspended. And so our waters get real muddy after rain. And it's hard to treat that, hard to remove that. And so, we look at ways that we can improve the tools and resources we have. And we do research on it.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the Stormwater Research Program. One of the really cool things about our program is we've got one of the largest stormwater research facilities in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right here in our backyard. Mm-hmm. So in Opelika at the National Center for Asphalt Technology, the NCAT test track, we've got about 12 acres that we use to do full-scale testing of stormwater practices that are used in different applications. So anything from managing stormwater on construction sites to managing it post-construction or after construction is already done, or managing it on agricultural sites. Mm-hmm. Those are all different aspects of stormwater that we're looking at researching. And what we do is we try to replicate real-world conditions in a very controlled outdoor laboratory environment. But we can create rainfall, and we have rainfall simulators, mm-hmm. so we can simulate big events. We've got channels where we can pump water through them. And in all of our different testing apparatuses, what we do is we install these practices that are used by industry, and we see what works, what doesn't work, how can we improve them, mm-hmm. make them cheaper and easier to use. And then that research is being implemented. We're taking that and pushing it out, letting the stormwater industry and engineers out in the industry adopt those technologies so that we truly have the best tools available to tackle stormwater.
I'm sure it's also climate also plays a big role in it. I mean, because here there's an evaporation process when we're in July because sun's out, it's hot, all that kind of good stuff. Imagine it's different because we're not a snowfall area. So when we get, say, a heavy rain or something in November, it's probably a little bit different. And that's when you see, I used to tell people, my dad was K-12 principal, and people would always talk about how, we have snow days. Well, we had rain days because when kids live in the county, you can't go down dirt roads and pick them up on heavy rain days. And so you have to cancel school that day, wait for the roads to dry out. So it affects us all in a different way. Locally, I see here the 2025 Hickory Dickory Park project. Walk us through that, because Auburn Parks and Rec talked about that, but they didn't go into detail that you guys were involved in it whatsoever.
Yeah, well, I can get real nerdy with it, but from our angle, we do research, we do product testing, we do training, and the other big thing we do is outreach.
Mm-hmm.
And Hickory Dickory was a perfect example of that. So last year we had the opportunity through a grant, it's the Alabama Department of Environmental Management grant, to implement some of these stormwater practices that we research. And we worked with the City of Auburn and the Water Resource Management Group there, the Parks and Rec Group, And we looked at Hickory Dickory as a good project site. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks don't realize it, but there's a stream that runs right on the edge of Hickory Dickory on the west end. And that stream collects all the runoff from Cary Woods, the neighborhood just south. Mm-hmm. And when it rains, it gets flashy and water comes out of the banks. And for a long time, it had been eroding the banks of that stream. And it was becoming a kind of a hazard when, you know, kids were getting too close to that stream bank. There was a potential, you know, that they might not be able to get out if they fell in. And on the park itself, there's a lot of runoff that collects and goes down to that stream. And so our goal was, well, you know, what can we do here to, one, treat the issue, but also provide an educational opportunity for park visitors to learn about stormwater and see how these practices actually work. So what we did was we came in. The first thing we did was stabilize the stream bank. We widened it up so when water does rise, it's got room to swell up into the floodplain. And then we took all of the water that was running on site and we routed it into what we call green stormwater practices. So things like bioretention cells. And so basically every drop of rainfall that falls on Hickory Dickory is filtered before it makes its way into the stream, which is pretty cool to think about.
That is.
And we also put in gutters and we put in a cistern system at the bathhouse so that we can collect rainwater and then use it for irrigation there at the park.
See, it's amazing. Is I told Mike when he first sat down, I said, I think a lot of us kind of meander around Auburn and Opelika, and we treat Auburn University like its own little city and don't realize the resources that we have. And here you are putting them to work with Hickory Dickory Park. We're going to talk about a Rain Ready grant as well as how you may be eligible, how you can apply, all that kind of good stuff. That's coming up next as I talk with Mike Perez. We're talking about stormwater, stormwater research, big topic that will probably be brought up whenever we have the candidate forum at the end of July. Whenever we talk to the City of Auburn candidates. Some more on that momentarily. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
Making Auburn Opelika great again.
News Talk, WANI.
Final segment, about 3 or 4 minutes left. Dr. Mike Perez with me as we're talking stormwater research and Rain Ready Grant. What is that?
Yeah, so, you know, we've done a lot of work from a research standpoint, and we wanted to see, you know, how can we get this work out and actually implement it. So we're doing a lot of outreach, and we've got a new project. We're calling it Rain Ready Alabama, and it's another grant from the Alabama Department of Environmental Management. But what this grant is allowing us to do is to install these green stormwater practices throughout the state. And so the program is set up to where homeowners and HOAs and businesses and churches, if they're interested in putting in green practices, we have funding to help them support to support them in doing that and help cover the cost of installing them. So we'll cover up to 75% of the project cost, and it's a reimbursement type system. But you can go on our website and learn more about it, see if you're eligible. It's not the entire state. It's based on watersheds and the impairments.
Okay.
But a lot of our local area is does qualify. We have a lot of impaired streams here locally. So you can go apply, and we can provide the technical resources to help you out with determining what's the best practice for your yard. We can connect you with contractors that are trained up on how to install these practices, and of course, the funding to help make it all happen. So that's one aspect of it. The other aspect we have is we're doing rain barrel workshops, and we're doing them on Zoom so we can reach the whole state. And the cool thing is, if you participate in the workshop, we're giving a discount code so you can buy a rain barrel for $30 shipped to your house that you can install on your gutters and reclaim water at your home and reuse it for irrigation and washing the car, whatever you want to do with it. We've got some workforce development. We're working with contractors, teaching them about how to do stormwater management and implementation. And then we also have a septic pump out program. So we've, you know, septic tanks, if they don't get maintained, they can cause issues to our water bodies. So this pump out program allows homeowners that live on septic systems pump out that water, pump out that septic water, and maintain their system a little better, so it's not a source of pollution for our water bodies.
What is the website? Is there a site they can go to? Is it probably long? Is it really long?
It's not long, I promise. So stormwater.auburn.edu, and you can click on Rain Ready, big button on the beginning of the front of the page, or you can just search on the Google Rain Ready, Alabama, and it'll pop right up.
Any other local projects going on with you talked about Hickory Dick that you can give away? I don't want
to. We've got some in the works through this project. We're working with the city. They've got some great ideas, and we'll get busy implementing some things here soon.
It's just amazing. I mean, when he talked about where the facility, 12-acre facility in Opelika, I don't think people realize the things that we have access to just right here in the local area. And as he just said, if you are, church or, something of that nature, and you're looking, you've gone out in the backyard or on the back of your property and said, we don't have the funds to fix this. And now you can get up to, 75% of that taken care of if approved. And these guys can help you out and do it the correct way instead of Googling it and saying, hey, this is how we fix it. Let's get some volunteers out here.
That's right.
That way they can hook you up with contractors and everything else. So, Mike, thank you, man. This is awesome. That website one more time?
stormwater.auburn.edu.
Dr. Mike Perez, as we talk stormwater, we'll get you back out here. You good with that?
Absolutely. Love it.
Especially with the local projects that take place. We'll talk more about it. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.